What stands in the way of your success? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Richard Dobler writes that the first step on the road to success begins inside our heads. Not the gifts, skills, training, or experience, but it's grappling with past failures and conquering our sense of inadequacies. Until we do that, he says, we just won't be able to handle success. But once we kick that negative past out of our heads, we're able to journey towards a meaningful and fulfilling life. Yeah. All of us make mistakes. It doesn't always work out right the first time. We have a plan, we work the plan, and still the plan doesn't come through. But Dobler says the negative dream-crushing defeats in our past can drown out positive faith-building talks. Our disappointment and failures can corrode our dreams for the future. Sure, we want to make a difference with our lives, but before we can develop a healthy ambition and a passion for God's purpose for us, before we can set our sights on God-honoring, God-pleasing success, we got to deal with the baggage of our humanity. Maybe it's time to unpack that bad boy and put it all away. When Moses was young, he made a huge mistake. He tried to take hold of his destiny and accomplish something great for God, but his timing and his methods were off, and he failed miserably. With a dead Egyptian buried in the sand and a price on Moses' head, he retreated to the backside of the Midian desert. As Moses watched the sheep and replayed his mistakes in his head for 40 years, he allowed his dreams to wither away. Still carrying the shame and disgrace of his past, Dobler says, Moses wasn't ready to volunteer when God called him at the burning bush. He had no more ambition to do anything great for God, no passion for significant success. In fact, as God urged Moses to see the possibilities, Moses kept protesting repeatedly. Who am I? He asked in Exodus, the third chapter. He had lost the advantage of being raised in Pharaoh's household. Now he was just an unknown, insignificant shepherd in the Midian desert. What should I tell them? He asked. Moses couldn't imagine himself back in Pharaoh's court, much less debating successfully with the most powerful leader in the world. But in spite of his protests, feelings of inadequacies, and past failures, this insignificant, hyper-cautious, stuttering shepherd finally bowed to the call and will of God. And with God's help, Moses became a leader for all time. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Forget those things which are behind and press on, press high, press forward to the high calling in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.